go back to Friday night. You know, you lose a game like that where, you know, it's one thing to lose a game, but to, you know, have an opponent score 18 runs, it's one of those things you just got to forget about it, because if you don't, then that one loss will also all of a sudden mean that it can impact the team for another game or two, and you only had one more game at stake from that standpoint. What was that conversation like after the loss on Friday night? Because it was actually, I threw out this stat yesterday, in opening weekend games, going into the weekend, Vanderbilt 16-0 before that loss to Duke on Friday night.
Yeah, not much was really even said. You know, it was kind of one of those things where we all knew that we didn't really play that well, you know, in all parts and in all areas of the game. So we honestly just completely put that game to the side, and we tried to forget about it as quickly as we could. And, you know, we got back right there the next day, and, you know, we just kept the same mindset of, you know, trying our best and trying to do our thing and stay centered. And we got great pitching, great pitching on the mound that night with Kumar. So him being able to do that and us being able to put up a few runs while he was doing that is it's something special, and it's something cool to see, especially when, like you said, it could have been the last game we played there, but it wasn't. And, you know, we got back to what we needed to do, and then that set us up for Sunday, because, you know, once we won that Saturday game after the bad loss Friday, we just got back to the middle, learned from it, and just got back to what we do best.
In my visit with Tim Corbin yesterday, we were talking about Kumar Rocker's performance. And, you know, the bottom line is he wasn't thinking no-hitter or whatever. He was just thinking about, let's just win this game. So if you're watching that game play out, whether you're in the stands or watching on television or getting score updates across the country, whatever the case may be, that's one perspective. What was it like as far as from your perspective being on the field as that game played out?
Oh, it was crazy. Watching, I didn't really do much. I think I got one ball out there, and it was probably the only hard-hit ball of the whole game, which I was surprised. It was crazy watching guys walk across the plate and back into their dugout so often. And to have him not get them to put a good swing on the ball is just really, really impressive at that age. It goes to show how mature he is on the mound and the talent he has and the ability he has, along with the mentality he has. And it was one of those special moments where you might not think much of it now, but 20 years down the road, you know, that game's going to probably be on ESPN. And, you know, he's going to be getting interviewed about that. But it was fun to watch. It was an unbelievable duel that he did. And it was like a video game. Like, I was watching him, you know, play video game. It was that crazy.
Yeah, if you played the old Atari, the first version of baseball and video games, you learned how to defeat the computer, and it was basically the way Kumar Rocker was striking out the Duke batters on Saturday. I mean, very similar in so many ways.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was just an unbelievable game. And to have that set up for Sunday is just even better.
Man, and, you know, through this entire season, you know, here we are, Vanderbilt with the win on Sunday, winning the Super Regional, but it ties in for program history as far as most wins ever in program history now with two other teams, 2007 and 2011, with unfinished business. But, you know, from the standpoint of not getting too high and not getting too low, you know, how would you gauge your team? Because you certainly had all the emotions there over the weekend.
You know, it's one of those things to just enjoy the moment. You know, we try not to get too far ahead of ourselves, and we don't really dwell too much on the past. You know, we kind of just grow on a daily basis, try and get better on a daily basis, and that sets you up for having an opportunity and a chance for success in the future. So I think our mindset and our, like, deliberate training and with the days in between the games is probably the most important thing we've done this whole season, the most impressive thing we've done, because we stay consistent. We like spending time with each other, like I said earlier, and it just makes it a great atmosphere to be a part of and something you don't want to see go.
You know, I was talking to my wife about this over the weekend. She says, well, you know, from a maturity standpoint, because I was bragging about the players, not just this year, but, you know, throughout Tim Corbin's tenure with Vanderbilt baseball. And he says, well, you know, they are grown-ups. And I go, you don't understand. You know, if you're around, not to throw any teams under the bus or whatever, but, you know, and myself working formerly in college athletics, you see some immature folks playing college athletics from the ages of 18 to 22. But one of the things that really sticks out to me, just like the answers you're giving me right now, and to me, it's the rule. It's not the exception. I mean, the fact that, you know, it's a hard lesson to learn, and yet you and your teammates have already learned it about just staying in the moment and not allowing the highs to impact the next day, for example. And I don't know at what point you grasped that, but it certainly it reflects on you and your teammates because you all seem to possess that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it starts off with, you know, Coach Corbin and instilling that as, you know, when we talk and when we you know, go over what we need to do and how do we develop as a man. And you know, it may take 1 year, it may take 2 years, it may take 3 or 4 years, but obviously the older you get and the more mature you become with the game, because baseball is a tough sport to, you know, stay consistent in, to stay level-minded in, because, you know, as soon as you're doing really good and you think you got to figure it out, you know, that's when it slips away. So it's that moment and when you're mature in what you do, in terms of your preparation and your routine work, and you realize if you just simplify, you know, hey, I got to get better today, it makes everything else easier and everything else more fun to be around. And it shows you the results you want because of that maturity in the moment where it just takes care of itself.
Let's go back last week before the Super Regionals, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the Major League Baseball draft. The fact that personally you had to you got to enjoy the moment, fourth overall pick in the first round by the Miami Marlins. But on that same note, over the course of the 3 days, 12 other teammates of Vanderbilt also drafted in the Major League Baseball draft. What was that like for you personally and you getting selected in the first round, but also the fact that you get to share the fact that 12 other of your teammates also got selected?
I mean, it was an awesome, awesome week. You know, it was one of those weeks where it's just your emotions are going everywhere. You don't really know what to do, but celebrate with your teammates, you know, because, you know, when all that happened, when I got drafted, it was great, but it was even more fun spending the time with the guys and sharing that moment with them and them sharing that moment with me, because, you know, they were there for when I got drafted, so I was there when they got drafted. And to have that and to share that and to have that happen is just it's cool to be around, because it makes you appreciate the little things and the time spent together and the hard work paid off. And, you know, that dream of what all you shared growing up and, hey, you know, wanting to be a, you know, a Major League Baseball player and get drafted by a team. And to have that happen with 12 other guys, it's special. And, you know, it goes to show how the program, you know, develops players and allows them to, you know, have a chance at the next level of baseball.
One of the beautiful things about what you and your teammates have achieved to this point, you don't have to be, you know, you didn't have to get a degree or go to Vanderbilt.